Chabar writes in Sidi Shimon Avosif Beis, Misha Meisla Meis B'Shabbos, Yolchub Amotzei Shabbos below Havdalah. So if a person becomes an Onin on Shabbos, he obviously is not allowed to make Havdalah at the end of Shabbos, and since there's no possibility of Havdalah, he's allowed to eat without Havdalah. There's no Isser Achila. Then I'm skipping. And once the burial takes place, then he recites Havdalah. So he doesn't recite Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. Once the burial takes place, Shach writes, Ad Sof Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos, as we pass in an Arachayim, you can make Havdalah through Tuesday. So as long as the Purim takes place before Tuesday, at that point, he makes Havdalah. This is a Machlokas Rishonim that the Rosh quotes in Brachos Perek Gimel Siman Beis. The Rosh in Brachos Perek Mishameso Siman Beis presents the following Machlokas Rishonim. The Rabbi Yehuda Chassid and the Maram are of the opinion, or argue about the following. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid and the Rosh favors the position of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid LaHalacha, assumes that if a person is an Onan on a Motzei Shabbos, since he's Mufka from Havdalah at the time the Shabbos ends, there is no Havdalah even after Kavura. Okay, the position of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid and the Rosh is that in this situation, Meis La Meis on Shabbos, the Kavura takes place on Sunday or later, there is no Havdalah. And our Pesach in Shulchan Aruch that we just quoted is the position of the Maram, who argues on Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, that a person in this situation, Meis La Meis on Shabbos, recites Havdalah after Kavura through Tuesday. What is this machlokas based on? The Minchas Chinuch explains mitzvah lamed aleph, that this machlokas is based on whether Havdalah beyond Motzei Shabbos is midin tashlumer or not. When we recite Havdalah later than Motzei Shabbos, is it that the Iker's manchiv is only Motzei Shabbos, but there's a din of tashlumen that allows you to recite Havdalah beyond Motzei Shabbos, we paskin through Tuesday? Or do we assume that the Iker Zman Havdalah, the Zman Achiv, extends through Sunday or through Tuesday? So Rabbi Yehuda Chassid and the Rosh assume that Havdalah beyond Motzei Shabbos is only Midin Tashlumin. So if you're Mechuyiv in Havdalah and Motzei Shabbos, then you're Bechlal Tashlumin. And Onein, who is not Mechuyiv in Havdalah and Motzei Shabbos, is not Bechlal Tashlumin. And therefore, even if the Kavura takes place on Sunday, there is no requirement of Havdalah. And the Maram, in our Pesach and Shulchan Aruch, assumes that no, Havdalah, the Iker Zman Havdalah extends beyond Motzei Shabbos, and therefore an Onein, Meis La Meis on Shabbos, once the Kippur takes place on Sunday or later, can still make Havdalah, because that is considered part of the Iker Zman Chi of Havdalah, not merely a Tashlumin. Just parenthetically, the Taz in Simen Shin Sarivas of Katan Beis, the Taz in Shin Sarivas of Katan Beis has an arichus about this machlokas, the Rosh and the Maharam, and distinguishes between our situation of Havdalah, where we assume lahalacha that the Iker Zman extends beyond Motzei Shabbos, and the parallel shayla of a Katan who becomes a Gadol during the period of Avelus, where we assume that if at the time of the Petira, the Avel is a Katan, then it becomes Bar Mitzvah during the period of Avelus, there's no Avelus because everything follows the Iker Zman Chiyuv at the time of the beginning of Avelus. Okay. And that Machlokas as to whether Havdalah beyond Motzei Shabbos is Midin Tashlumin or not also relates to the similar question regarding Kiddush. What's the din if a person doesn't recite Kiddush on Friday night, B'mezin? May he recite Kiddush on Shabbos day? The Torah in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph Sifches quotes a Rav Amram Gon that if a person didn't recite Kiddush Friday night because he forgot or because some kind of onus happened, then he recites Kiddush on Shabbos day. I mean, the Nusach of Kiddush Friday night, the Mekadesh HaShabbos, if you miss that due to some shogeg or onus situation, then you can recite Kiddush on Shabbos day. But that's only if you missed it due to shogeg or onus. If you missed it due to mazid, you deliberately chose not to recite Kiddush on Friday night, even though you had the opportunity to do so, then there's no possibility of reciting that Kiddush of Mekadesh HaShabbos on Shabbos day. That's the position of Rav Amram Gaon quoted in the Torah in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam argues, the Rambam Perek Kavtes Shabbos Halacha Dalet, Perek Kavtes Halacha Dalet writes, Iker HaKiddush B'Laila, the Iker Kiddush on Shabbos is at night, Friday night. Imlo Kiddush B'Laila, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, Mekadesh V'Hola Kol Yom Kula. However, if a person neglected to recite Kiddush Friday night, even B'Mezid, he may recite that same Kiddush Shabbos day. And that's how we pass through Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Ayin Aleph Sivches, like the Rambam against the Rav Amram Gaon. Explains the Bach over there, that's precisely the same Machlokas. Rav Amram Gaon assumes that the possibility of reciting Kiddush on Shabbos day is B'Toras Tashlumin. The real Chi of Kiddush, the real Kiddush, is Friday night. If you weren't able to recite Kiddush Friday night, there's Tashlumin on Shabbos day. But Tashlumin in general only applies in a situation of Ones or Shogeg. There's no Tashlumin if you deliberately do not perform a mitzvah the mezid. So if Amram Gaon assumes that there's no make-up for Kiddush Shabbos day if you neglected to recite it b'mezid, assumes that Kiddush on Shabbos day is merely Tashlumin for Friday night. However, the Rambam, the position that we paskin like, that even if you fail to recite Kiddush Friday night b'mezid, you can still make it up on Shabbos, assumes that the Iker Zman Chi of Kiddush extends the entire day of Shabbos, and it's not merely a Tashlumin. So that was the same focus we have here when it comes to Havdalah. Is Havdalah through Tuesday Midin Tashlumin, or is that the Zman Iker Chiyav? And then the fact that we paskin like the position of the Maram, that an One, Mesla, Mesan, Shabbos, recites Havdalah after the Kfura through Tuesday, assumes that Havdalah, the Iker Zman Chi of Havdalah, extends the entire period, and that's what we assume when it comes to the Iker Zman Kiddush on Shabbos as well. Poskim discuss whether there is a possibility or whether we would advise or allow an onen who is Mesla Mason Shabbos or right before Shabbos and he knows that come Motzei Shabbos he's going to be in a position where he may not perform mitzvos or recite brachos. So is there a possibility of davening Mariv early after Plaga Mincha, perhaps reciting Havdalah then as well? The Tshuvas Shvus Yaakov, Chelek Aleph Simen Ches, Shvus Yaakov Chelek Aleph Simen Ches discusses this issue, and he paskins that an onen who's holding towards the end of Shabbos is unable to daven marvich mibod yom, unable to make havdalah al kosim bod yom, even though in general we assume brachos dafkazayin the Rav Sali shel Shabbos for Erev Shabbos and shel Motzei Shabbos for Shabbos. If you have the possibility of davening Mariv from Plag HaMincha and on, you can even daven a Friday night Mariv from Plag HaMincha on Erev Shabbos. You can even daven a Motzai Shabbos Mariv from Plag HaMincha on Shabbos. So even though in general there is a possibility of davening Mariv from Plag and on, that's what you paskin in Arachayim Simen Reish Tzadik Gimel Sif Gimel, Simen Reish Tzadik Gimel Sif Gimel. But in this situation, it's an impossibility for the onen because that's a kind of arkave atrevichshi, kind of having your cake and eating it too, where if you're going to tell the onen to daven mariv before Shabbos is over, then essentially by davening mariv, he's making it Motzei Shabbos for himself, and aninus would be chal. That's the Shvus Yaakov's argument, that even though in general there is a possibility of davening Motzei Shabbos Mariv in a Plag HaMincha, but for an Onen, he can't do that because once he davens Mariv, he's no longer an Onen.
Even though for his life, it's Shabbos, in other words, if you do Malach, he could be killed.
Right, so that's why all the other Achronim. Correct, that's why other Achronim find the Shvus Yaakov's argument here difficult. Among them, Rav Yosef Engel, in his Golyone HaShas, And that's again brachas kasayin mebeis. If Yosef Engel in the Galyoni Ashas brachas kasayin mebeis, so he points out no tefillah luchud and motzei Shabbos luchud. The fact that you have the possibility of davening during this window doesn't mean that it's really motzei Shabbos. No one would tell you that it's mutter b'malacha once you daven mariv min haplag ulamala. So these are two different tchumim, two different areas of halacha that don't necessarily intersect. The fact that he would daven mariv doesn't in any way mean that the aninus is chal, and doesn't mean that, it definitely doesn't mean that malacha would be permissible. So that's the objection to the Shmuz Yaakov's argument. In the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, Piskei Tshuvos is that collection of, believe it or not, Tshuvos that Rosh Hashanah is very fond of. Piskei Tshuvos, Simon Samach Gimel, he quotes from the Gerer Rebbe, a piece printed in the Torah journal Degel Yisrael from Tafresh Pei Beis, 1922. Degel Yisrael was the Torah journal in Europe before the war, that was edited by Rav Kasher. So this piece from the Ger Rebbe was printed in Degel Yisrael, 1922, Simen Samach Vav, reprinted in Piskei Tshuvos, Simen Samach Gimel, not to be confused with Piskei Tshuvos or Piskei Tshuva, or Piskei Tshuva. So in the Piskei Tshuvos, Simen Samach Gimel, he quotes the following. They had a different reason, not because of the Shmuz Yaakov's calculation of Arkavei Terichshi, that once the Onen Davens Mariv is Ke'ilu, he's not an Onen anymore. Different calculation. That an Onen can't Daven Mariv Mibod Yom because he has no Chi of Mariv on Motzei Shabbos. Once Motzei Shabbos comes, so then he's Mufka from Mitzvos, there's no Chi of Mariv. So he could only daven mariv min a plaga mala if he's actually mechiyev in davening mariv. If during the ikur zman chiyev there's no chiyev, so then it's not shayev to be makdim to daven earlier. Someone who's bechlal chiyev mariv could be makdim mariv to daven min a plaga mala. But if he's not bechlal chiyev during the ikur zman chiyev, then it's not shayev to talk about davening early.
So that works both ways. If you're not chayev ikur zman, so then you can't be makdim. And you can't be mashlim.
Correct. If you're not chayiv in ikur zman, you can't be makdim. What do you mean you can't be mashlim?
Well, if you're not, you can't be mashlim. In other words, after the aninus is over, you can't.
You mean in terms of the tashlumin?
Yeah.
Right. So, you could split. You could say that this the Ger Rebbe is talking about mariv. So you could argue mariv luchud and avdol luchud. Because if you hold that the possibility of, if you hold that the possibility of making Havdalah later than Motzei Shabbos is midin tashlumin, and therefore an Onen can't recite Havdalah on Sunday, so then the Onen couldn't recite Havdalah mibod yom either. But if, as we paskin, the entire period going from Motzei Shabbos through Tuesday is the ikur zman chi of Havdalah, so then even though the Onen is not chayiv in Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos immediately, it will be Chayiv and Abdullah come Sunday, come Achra Kvura, and then according to that calculation, he could, in theory, make Abdullah min haplag ulamala on Shabbos. So the Ger Rebbe's argument about Mariv doesn't necessarily extend to Abdullah. That's what you're trying to say?
No, I was just saying by
Torah. Okay, well, yeah, exactly. What he says by Mariv doesn't necessarily extend to Abdullah, because if we assume, as we do Lalacha, that the Ikr is Man Chayiv Abdullah extends through Tuesday, so then he really will be mechuyev in the ikur zman havdalah. And in theory, if the only objection is that of the Ger Rebbe, in theory you can make havdalah on Shabbos min mincha u lamala.
So there's a difference between tefillah and havdalah, because we say that if we pass him the chiyuv havdalah is nimshach till Tuesday,
right?
So therefore you could be makdim.
Right. If your only objection is this objection of the Ger Rebbe, you could distinguish between tefillah and havdalah. Tefillah, after all, we pass in, there is no tashlumin in this case, because he wasn't mechuyev in the ikur zman. Right, so if we glossed over that part of the mechaber here, but an one meislam eisen Shabbos, he doesn't daven mariv. If the kvura is the next day, there's no tashlumin for mariv because he wasn't mechuyev in mariv during the zman chiyuv mariv. Okay. But la halacha.
So piske.
Piske chuvos.
Is the Ger Rebbe?
The piske chuvos quotes the Ger Rebbe. Or excerpts a paragraph that the Ger Rebbe submitted to the Torah Journal Degelat Torah.
And Rav Schechter likes the piske chuvos.
Rav Schechter likes the piske chuvos.
He also likes the piske chuvos, right?
What's that?
In the Shavuot.
You mean the Piske Tshuva?
Yeah, Piske Tshuva, yeah, sorry.
Well, everyone likes the Piske Tshuva.
It says like it's a great... It can't... It's a great...
Okay,
can't...
Okay. So, Lahalacha, Rav Ovadia, in Chazon Ovadia, beginning with page Kuf Samach Zayin, he recommends, in this situation, the Onein of Meis LaMeis on Shabbos, or before Shabbos, the food is going to be on Sunday, he recommends Davening Mariv Minapagulamala, and reciting Havdalah in Shemona Esrei, and reciting Havdalah Alakos. He thinks that's the opinion of many Achronim. That's what he writes in Yabia Omer Chelek Vav Simin Lamed Gimel, Yabia Omer Chelek Vav Simin Lamed Gimel. But most poskim dispute that. Most poskim assume that it's not recommended to recite Havdalah or Mariv early. Mishabrua seems to write that way in Arachayim, Simon Ayin Aleph Sukkot and Yud. Simon Ayin Aleph Sukkot and Yud. There he's talking about Tefillah. So Mishabrua writes not to daven Mariv early in this situation of an Onein who won't be able to daven Mariv on Motzei Shabbos. And the Taz writes over there, as far as Kriyas Shema, Simon Ayin Aleph Sukkot and Dalet, the Taz and Simon Ayin Aleph Sukkot and Dalet writes, nearly, Kevin Shiesh Lav Chiyav Be'isahi, Yesh Lelikros Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis Bal Yom, Afa Pisha Ein Akal Korin Kriyas Shema Ela Balayla. Mikal Makam Zeshi Yapater Balayla, Lo Yivat Amimenu Ol Malchus Shemayim, Kol She Yuchal Likros Kodim Layla. So the Taz recommends reciting Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis Mib'od Yom, since he won't have the opportunity to do it at night. And the Magen Avraham doesn't write that way. The Magen Avraham, Sifkat and Gimel, seems to assume that there's no reason to, there's no inyan to at all. Mishabrua, that Kriya Shema, seems to recommend going like the Taz, to recite Kriya Shema without brachos after Plaga Mincha. The Rebbe Sofer points out Sifkat Lamed Ches from the Mamre Mordechai that even the Taz doesn't say there's a chiyuv to do so, just an Eitza Tova. It seems that the broader consensus of Poskim is not to recite Kriyas Shema or Mariv or Havdalah in this situation. Now, as we just noted, the Mechaber writes here in Sif Beis, as far as Tashlumin for Mariv, since there's no Chi of Mariv during the Ikar Zman Chiyuv, then there's no Tashlumin. So the situation of Meis Lo Meis before Motzei Shabbos and the Kfuah is on Sunday, there's no Tashlumin for Mariv on Sunday. However, the Dagum Rebbe does write, that's in a situation where Meis LaMeis on Shabbos, or right before Shabbos. But Meis LaMeis on Motzei Shabbos, before he was able to daven. I mean, he didn't daven Mariv, the second Shabbos was over. And then, before he was able to daven, Meis LaMeis, so then he was Mechuyiv in Mariv during the Iker Zman Chiyuv, and then there will be Tashlumin on the next day. That's what the Dagum Rav Avraham writes. It's only if when this Zman Mariv began, he was already in Onein, that there's no Tashlumin. But if at the time that this Zman Arvis began, he wasn't yet in Onein, and then Meis LaMeis, a few minutes later, there would be Tashlumin the next day. Piskei Tshuva, Sifkat Din Yuches, quotes from the Eshel Avram, maybe that's not so pashut. Maybe the Chiyuv Tvila is really Nikba B'Sof HaZman and not B'Tchilas HaZman, such that if a person didn't daven Mariv, and he's not mechuyev in Mariv b'sof zman tefila, then there wouldn't be tashlumin, even if he was mechuyev b'tchilas zman. That's a possibility of Piskei Tshuva causing the Eishel. Rav Piskei Tshuva seems to be noted like the Dogam Rivava LaHalacha, that we assume the Iker or the Chiv is Nikba based on the Tchilos Hazman, not the Sofas Man, and therefore in our situation, if Neis Lo Neis, sometime on Moshe Shabbos, in a situation where he wasn't able to daven Maariv before, there would be Tashlumin on the next day. Take a look at the Piskei Tshuva Sukkot in Yud Zayin.
What was the previous Piskei Tshuva Sukkot?
The one I just quoted was Yud Ches.
Mm-hmm.
Now look back at Yud Zayin. Here the Piskei Tshuva quotes the Magen Avraham in Arachayim, Ayin Aleph. Dimiyah kishemaschil l'hashlich afar alameis yirkar aviz palo. So once the Kippur takes place, then the Avel should say Kriyat Shema and Davin. Venerly, says the Magen Avraham, the Kodim Chatzos, he's Paolo Shachris. So he could Davin Shachris up till Chatzos. Aval Birchas HaShachar, Lo Yomar, Kevin Shebashas Kovaso, Haya Pater. However, you should not recite Birchas HaShachar, since during the Zman HaChiv, he was Pater from Birchas HaShachar. So that seems to be assuming the Magen Avraham there, that the Zman Chiyuv Birchas HaShachar is during the first 4 hours of the day. Many Achronim argue on this. The Be'er Halacha has a discussion of this over there. Many Achronim argue the Magen Avraham and assume that the Zman Birchas HaShachar is indeed Kol Hayom. Rav Avadia had a change of heart here. In Yabia Omer Chelakei, Arachayim Simen Yud, Yabia Omer Chelakei, Arachayim Simen Yud, Rav Avadia writes, Safik Brachos Lahakel. So since it's a Machlokes Achronim, whether this man, Birchos HaShachar, extends the entire day, so if a person was an Onin until after Chatzos, let's say, then he should not recite Birchas HaShachar, Safik Brachas Lahaka. But then, in Chazon Avadia, Peshkuf Mem Aleph, he was closer from what he wrote in the Tshuvas, and there he paskins that he should recite Birchas HaShachar all day. Divrei Sofrim, Sivkatin and Gimbal, paskins, like Rav Avadia originally did, Safik Brachas Lahakel. That's what we seem to assume, that seems to be the bottom line of the Be'er Halacha there as well, which isn't only relevant to an Onan, it's relevant to any person who forgot to recite Birchas HaShachar in the morning, remembers in the afternoon that he neglected to recite Birchas HaShachar. So aside from the brachas of the Shalom Asanis, Shalom Asani Goy, Shalom Asani Eva, Shalom Asani Isha, where we assume that the Iker Zman is Kol Hayom, but all the other Birchas HaShachar, where Choshesh for the Magen Avraham, that the Iker Zman Chiyuv is only during the first 4 hours, and after that, Safek Brachos Lahaka. What?
So the Chazon Avadia is, it's a pshat table, what's the difference? Are you saying it's coming later?
He wrote it later, he writes there that even though originally he wrote one way, upon further review, he thought that the Iker position was like those Achronim, that the Zman Chiyuv is called Yom.
And therefore you could say.
Therefore you should say it. Right.
He went like those.
Right.
He felt it wasn't a Suffolk anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Piskei Tshuva, going back now to Sifkatan Hay, discusses the question, the relatively impractical nowadays question, the person who eats a meal before he becomes an onein, and then we finish the kfura within 72 minutes before sos man ikol. So in that situation, does he bench? Or a similar question with Asher Yatzar.
I'm sorry, before you go on, Birchas HaShachar does not include Birchas HaTorah?
It does not include Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaShachar, the short brachas.
say that?
Did I say that?
Yeah.
What do you mean? No, but that's what Birkat HaShachar means. At the Birkat HaTorah, you would recite Kol HaYom. That's Pasha. Okay. So the Pesach Yeshuv raises the question, what happens if an Avel, an Onein, ate a meal before becoming an Onein, and then the Kfura finishes before the end of Zman Ikol, or a person went to the bathroom and wasn't able to recite an Asher Yatzer before he became an Onein, or a person, when he was an Onein, went to the bathroom, and then Kfura takes place, can you still recite an Asher Yatzer at that point? So the Pesach Yeshuv, of course, in the Nesivos, in the situation of the Seuda, that he should recite Berachas HaMazon or Bracha Achrona after the Kfura if it's Toch Zman Iko. And the Aruch HaShulchan argues, the Aruch HaShulchan Sukkot in Yud Zayin assumes that the the Shabbat Pesach Yeshuv is even the more relevant case where you ate a meal when you're an Onein, and then the Kfura takes place. So you're on the way to the cemetery, you're eating a meal, and then the Kfura takes place, do you recite Birkas HaMazon? So Rav Shulchan assumes that no, during the time you ate the meal, there's no Chiyuv, so there's no Birkas HaMazon afterwards either, against the Nesivos quoted in the Pesach Yeshuv. Okay. Now we're going to move on to our next subtopic, which is Nimsar Lekasafim and Hakzar Respanim. Mechaber writes in Tif Gimel. Makam Shinogim Shekasafim Miyuchadim Lahosi Ames. The place where the practice was that there were special designated burial people, what we would call a Chaber Kadisha, who take care of the Kvura. And after the krovim finish making all their preparations, they give over the maize to the kasafim, and the kasafim perform the actual kavura. Misha masru lahem mutar makrovim bebasar v'yayim. Once the avelim or the onanim give over the maize to the kasafim, so the krovim, the onanim, are now allowed to eat basar v'yayin. Dagon Bar Vava says, and obviously they can recite brachos and perform mitzvahs as well. Afilu kovim she'etziyum ne'avayim she'shoveinim mutolayim. Even before the kasafim take the maize out of the house, but once they give it over to the kasafim, they are no longer involved in sorchei kvura, and therefore the halachas of aninus no longer apply. What is this based on? So this is a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is quoted in the Ramban in Taras Adam, quoted in Tosos Brachos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Okay. Chachmas Adam writes, Shara Simcha Klal Kufnun Gimel Sifkatan Gimel, Klal Kufnun Gimel Sifkatan Gimel. Makam Shinogim Shakasafim Yuchadim Lahotzi Ameis Lachishinis Asku Akrovim Tsarke Kvura Yimsru Lahem Hemik Peruhu Kimo Shiesh Bikahilo Skyber Kadisha. So that din of the Yushami of Masru Lakasafim is what we call a Chaber Kadisha. Mutamaka and Basriyai. So once you give the mace over to the Chaber Kadisha, there's no din of Oninus. Of Aninus, sorry. Nearly to who are then upshita, not only basar v'yayin, shemutarim lispalu l'varech, afilu konu shetziyum me'abayis, shuvenim mutal layim, ulefizeh, says the Chachmas Adam, lo yafa osim ha'onanim, shem mamtinim lispalu ad achar kvura. Nowadays, we have a chaver kadisha, so the onanim shouldn't be waiting till after the kvura davin. Detekev, Kishen is Pashrim a Chaver Kadisha, once they come to terms with the Chaver Kadisha, Ba'ad Mokam Kfura, V'nasa Lehem Kolo Tzolos V'tachricha, they give all the money, the supplies, the tachricha to the Chaver Kadisha, Chayav L'spalo. So then the Ruchuyavim mitzvahs right away. The Amnam the Amim Shadai Einan Shavim Be'ezamakam Yipuru. So even though in some situations they may not yet have finalized all the arrangements where they're going to bury him, Vukvo the Shomei, so calls Ranshim Maspidin Oso Azai Pater, V'tekav Akrazem Mutul Ispalu V'chayiv. But there, once you come to terms, then you mechuyav to daven right away. So the Chachmas Adam thinks that our practice of having a Chaver Kedisha is equivalent to this din of Besarula Kasavim. So once the Chaver Kedisha takes over, then the Avelim are no longer onanim and should be mechuyavim in mitzvos. Pitzchei Shu and Sivkat and Kaf Aleph quotes a Noda Bihuda that argues Noda Bihuda Tinyana Yoredeya Reish Yud Aleph Noda Bihuda Tinyana Yoredeya Simin Reish Yud Aleph says that our Chaver Kedisha is not what the Yushami meant by Misaru L'Kasafim. Ikala Neymar Dinimsa L'Kasafim Hainu V'makom shemolichan ameis l'makom rachok. That's talking about a case where you're giving over the mace to the kasafim, who are going to bring the mace to some faraway location. V'ein onen holachim ahem l'makom akvaros. And the onen's not going along. Az, mishenimsu l'kasafim, af al pi shadayin ameis imo b'bayis. In that case, where the kasafim are going to take the mace to a faraway place, and the onin is not traveling along, so then once the mace is given over to the kasafim, pasak haninus, the aninus stops. Shekar elo shem esekimo, the onin has nothing to do with the mace anymore. Aval, v'malkim shekrovim halchim imo v'shas kvura, but where the onin are going along, the krovim are going along to the cemetery, lo mahani am besira. Doesn't make a difference that you give it to the chaver kedisha. Kevin shigam hu holet sham, he's going along with them. So whatever obligations he has vis-a-vis the mace are still in place, even if there's a Chaver Kedisha taking care of the actual burial. So our typical Chaver Kedisha situation, says in Noda Yehuda, is not what we meant by Misaruhu L'Kasafim. And that's what the Pesach Shuva quotes here in Sifkat and Kafal, and he quotes in Noda Yehuda, and he says that the Chachmas Adam went too far for no reason. Chachmas Adam screamed against the common practice, Ubechina Misraim. Wasn't in place. Okay. What we have to figure out is what is the relationship between this din and the Sarula Kasafim, quoted here in Simon Shimem Aleph Sif Gimel, and what seems to be a similar din of Atzaras Panim, which is quoted in Shin Ayin Hei Sif Beis. The Gemara tells us in Moed Katan Kaf Beis Amid Aleph, Moed Katan Kaf Beis Amid Aleph, Amar Lehu Rav Lebnei Mechuza, Rav instructed the residents of Mechuza, Asan Delo Azlisu Basar Arsa, you who don't follow the Aron, Mechima Hadrisu Apaychu Mibava Da'avula, when you turn your faces from the Aron, Askilu Manu, from that point you should start counting your days of Avelus. So if you're not going together with the Aron to the Beis HaKvaros, from the time that you turn your faces away from the Aron, start counting Avelus. And that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Ayin Hei Si'if Beis. Shin Ayin Hei Si'if Beis. Mi Shadarkan L'shloach HaMeis Amdina Acheres HaKavro. A person sends the maize to a faraway land, or a different city, to bury him. Ve'einam Yodim Asayi Kaver, and they don't know when he's going to be buried. Me'ez she'yatsu p'neya milulavos, from the time that they turn their faces away from escorting the mace, maskilun limnos shiva v'shloshim, u'maskilun l'savo. At that point, they start counting the periods of Avelis.
So what comes to mind when you hear the name Chafetz Chatzon is regarding whether Chevron Gadisha today are like the Kesafim. And the answer, according to the Nodi Yehuda, no, the Chevron Gadisha are different. And the Kesafim, by definition, went to the basic four without the availing.
The Nodi Yehuda is saying that if the availing are going to go along with the Chevron Gadisha to the basic foros, that's not called Misrul Kesafim. A Sula Kasafim is a situation where they have no more involvement.
Yeah, I'm saying, just in terms of, it sounded like the Machlokes were describing in terms of, is it like the Chevron, is the Chevron Kedisha like Kasafim or not?
Right.
Sounds according to the Yehuda, no. Chevron Kedisha, by definition, does not disclude the Chevron Kedisha does not disclude the Aleilim going along with them. So therefore,
correct.
So therefore, it's not like, Kasafim by definition discludes the accompaniment to the Kvorim.
Correct. According to the Nodi Yehuda, the din of Misrul HaKasafim means that you have no more involvement, you're not going along with them, you have nothing more to do with the Tzarchei Hapur. Okay. So now the second din. This din of Hachzaras Panim. So Machlokas Rishonim, how do you understand this din of the Gemara Mayakot and Kaf Beis? Once you turn your backs on the Aron, start counting Avelis. So according to the Bahag is quoted in the Ramban, Taras HaAdam, page Kuf Samach Beis, Kuf Samach Gimel in the Masada of Kuk edition. Kuf Samach Beis, Kuf Samach Gimel. The Ramban quotes the Bahag that this din of Achzaras Panim applies even if the Kfur is going to be in the same city. Even if it's around the corner, but you're not going to the Beis HaKfaros, when you turn your back on the Aron, Aninus ends and Avela starts. That's how the Bahag understands this tip. However, the Ramban himself argues. The Ramban says, if the Kfur is going to be nearby, then Avelis does not begin even for those who don't accompany the Aron to the Kfura until they find out that the Kfur was indeed finished. Okay, so again, according to the Bahag, the din of Achzaras Panim applies even if the Kfur is local. According to the Ramban, if the Kfur is local, there's no such din, and then even if you don't go along to the Beis HaKfaros, Avelis only starts once the Kfur is complete. Explains the Bach, what's this Machlokes based on? That according to the Bahag, anytime you turn your back away from the mace, so that indicates that you have no further involvement. Lashon Bach is that you're nisya'ish. The Baal HaShulchan implies it doesn't mean yeish literally, it means, the Yishonim used the term yeish. Sorry, it doesn't mean yeish literally, it means hasachadas. But according to the Bahag, anytime you turn your face away and you're not going to accompany the Beis to Kvura, even if the Kvura is local, that indicates a Hesach Hadas from anything related to the Kvura. And the Ramban understands, no, that's only true if you have no connection, no knowledge when the Kvura is going to take place. But if it's local, you can easily find out, or you see the Kvuras nearby, so then this din of Achzaras Panim doesn't apply. Lashon HaRambam, Perek Aleph Avol Halacha Hei, Perek Aleph Halacha Hei, which is the basis of the Pesach HaMechaber that we just read in Shinayin Hei. Rambam writes, Misha Darken L'Shloach HaMeis Amdina Acharis HaKavra, if a person sends a mace to another city, another locality, to bury, Ve'einam Yodim Asayi Kaver, they don't know when the Kfur is going to take place. Okay, so that's Lashon Mechaber as well, Shinayin Hei Beis. Person sends a mace to another city, another location. Then the din of Achzaras Panim is relevant. Once they turn their face, Avelis starts. So the Mefarshim argue about how literal is this Einam Yodim Asayi Kaver. How dafka is it? They don't know when the burial is going to take place. Is that dafka or is that lav dafka? The Bach seems to have understood that that's dafka. If you know, the Bach seems to understand that the issue of location, the issue of yediyah, are intertwined. If the kfuah is local, so then presumably you know when the kfuah is going to take place. If the kfuah is far away, then presumably you don't know when the kfuah is going to take place. Why should that be critical? By the Shulchan explains, Sivkatin Yud Aleph and Siyunim Kafes. By the Shulchan, Sivkatin Yud Aleph and Siyunim Kafes. That Chazal did not want to be Kaveya Azman Avelos in a situation where you don't know when the kfuah is going to take place. In general, Avelis begins, Mishanistama Golel, once the kfuah is complete. But if people are going to do the kfuah far away, and you have no way of knowing when the kfuah is going to take place, so Chazal has to give you a benchmark, a way of knowing when to begin Avelis, and that's the shear of Achzaras Panim. For the person not going along to the kfuah, Achzaras Panim is the equivalent of Stimas HaGolel. And then the yediyah is really critical. If you know when the kfuah is going to take place, Avelis starts when the kfuah takes place. If you don't know, then the Avelis is going to start Mishiach Ziru Pineya.
So the Nod Yehuda would say, oh, okay, so then if you're going to B'makam Sheh Masiris Pineya, you're going to the edge of the city, you could accompany it. So then until then, you are still chayav, you're still chayav to be Yibas Miyayim. But once you master his Pineyam, I'd say, at the edge of the border, the edge of the city, so then that would be Nimsik Safim.
Okay, I haven't yet come back to explain the relation between these two halachos.
Okay.
And the Shach seems to assume this way also, that what's critical is knowledge when the kfuah is going to take place. The Shach have cut an aleph and shinayin hay. Mash v'dafka kishasholcham osel yaracheres. This din of Achzaras Panim is where you're sending the mace away to another city. Aval kovrim b'beis hakvara samach li'ir. But if you're burying nearby, hachozim yishara ir, einim esav l'mad she'amr lehem m'shenekbar. The people that, even if they go to the gate and go back home, Avelis only starts once we know that the kfuah took place. Okay, so they seem to assume, the Bach, the Shach, that yediyah, knowledge as to when the kfuah is taking place, is what's critical to understand this halacha. If they know when the kfuah is going to take place, even if it's further away, if they know when the kfuah is going to take place, then Avelis begins at that time. If they don't know, Avelis begins Mishiach Zira Pneya. The Aruch HaShulchan argues, Aruch HaShulchan Os Ches assumes, Shinayin HaYches assumes, that this yediyah is Lav Dafka. Because, he argues, if what we care about is whether you know that the kfuah took place or not, so why distinguish between if the mace is buried locally or the mace is buried in another city? Distinguish simply between when you know the Zman Kfuah, when you don't know the Zman Kfuah. You could have a situation where the mace is buried in another city and you know the Zman Kfuah. The fact that we only distinguish between this city and another city, we don't distinguish between whether you know the Zman Kfuah or not in another city, indicates that knowledge is not what's critical. That's just the norm, or kadamilsa. Usually, if someone's buried somewhere else, you're not going to know the Zman Kfuah. But what's critical is the kfuah taking place locally, in which case you still have a shaykhus on some level to the kfuah, or is the kfuah taking place in another location where you don't have a shaykhus, and mishav zir pneyem, avelus begins. Moshe seems to write this way as well. Chelak Aleph Simen Reish Nun Gimel. Chelak Aleph Simen Reish Nun Gimel. That the terminology of Yediyah is simply a shear in the distance that we're talking about. The knowledge of when the Kruah is going to take place is an indication that the Kruah is taking place locally, nearby. Okay. So what's the relationship between these two halachos? The halacha Mesirah L'Kasafim and the halacha of Hafsaras Panim. One in Simen Shin Mem Aleph, one in Simen Shin Ayin Hey. So Rav Schechter pointed out, if I recall correctly, that these two halachas are really two different expressions of the same yesod. The yesod of no longer having any involvement in Tzarchei HaKvura. So one flavor, so to speak, of not having involvement in Tzarchei HaKvura is Misaru L'Kasafim. You give it over to the Chevra Kadisha, you have no more involvement. Another flavor is Hafsaras Panim. You're going back home, and they're going to another Medina for the Kvura. If you look carefully, these two halachos do seem to appear in different contexts. The halacha Mesirah L'Kasafim is in the context of Aninus. Once Mesirah L'Kasafim, then the halachos of Aninus no longer apply. The halacha of Hafsaras Panim is in the context of the beginning of Avelus. Once you're Machzir Panim, then the count of Avelus begins right away. Now, can you have a situation where there's no Aninus and there's no Avelus? We'll discuss probably next time the extent to which Hilchos Avelus apply to an Onen. That's a Machlokas Rishonim, which we'll have to talk about. But leaving that aside, to the extent that there are Avelus Halachos that don't apply to an Onen, can you have a situation where Aninus ends and Avelus doesn't yet begin? If so, then these two halachas are not necessarily the same. Mesirah L'Kasafim is a Aninus halacha. That's when the halachas of Aninus no longer apply. But in theory, maybe in that case, Avela still wouldn't apply until Kvura. In the Shirei HaRav, Simen Zayin, it seems to present something in this direction, that there's a difference between how we conceive Aninus and how we conceive Avelus in the following sense. Theoretically, you could have an Aninus that is a Seirugin. Theoretically, you could have a situation where a person ceases to be Noheg Aninus, or ceases to have the restrictions of Aninus because he's no longer Oseg B'Tzarchei HaKvura, and then that could be Chozer B'Neir again. You could have a situation where Aninus doesn't apply, and then Aninus begins again. Most classically, that should apply in Shabbos. The halachas of Aninus, most of the halachas of Aninus do not apply in Shabbos, in a situation in which there's no possibility of being Oseg B'Tzarchei HaKvura, but a person could be an Onen Erev Shabbos, and the Kvura doesn't take place till Sunday, where the Aninus status disappears on Shabbos, and then reemerges on Motzai Shabbos. So in theory, there are other situations as well where you have a lack of possibility of his askus, and the ninus goes away, but maybe it could still come back. As opposed to avelus, where once avelus starts, there's no going back. The point at which we determine is the beginning of avelus, so avelus starts, period. So the din of achzaras panim is the end of all possibilities of his askus, where at that point avelus is going to begin. So it might be more pronounced, theoretically, than misarula kasafim. Maybe you could have a situation of misarula kasafim where you're going to change your mind and then restart your his askus, and maybe aninus will restart. As opposed to hachzaras panim, which is an absolute, where avelus is going to begin. Once avelus begins, there's no going back. You have to think about that a little bit more, whether that is a difference between hachzaras panim and misarula kasafim. But you do have to figure out bichlal, if we assume like the Rush, as we noted earlier, we assume like the Rush that even in a situation of Yisa Masav, right, we noted the two suggestions in the Rishami, the two possibilities as to why there's a din of Aninus, why there are the restrictions of Aninus. Either Kavanah Meis or Yisa Masav, you have to have someone who is Osei B'Tzarchei Meis. So we assume La Halacha like the Rush that even in a situation in which there is someone else taking care of it, Tzarchei Meis, there still are the restrictions of Aninus. So if that's the case, then how do we understand the din of Misarula Kazaf and Bechlal? You gave over the Meis and you're not involved anymore. So what? Why is that different than any case of Yesh Mishi Samaso, where we paskin that Aninus still is in effect? So the Chachmas Adam addresses this. Chachmas Adam had a son who passed away at a very young age, and he wrote a Kuntres Matzavas Moshe in memory of his son, printed at the end of his section of Avelus. So the Matzavas Moshe Os Gimel, he writes, Al Karcha Tzarech Lomar, Didafka Kozman Shemutu Lav Lekovro, So that din, that even Yesh Mishisa Maso, or Kavod HaMeis, you're still chayiv in the restrictions of Aninus, that only applies where you have the responsibility of Kvura. So even if you've already done everything there is to do, maybe something else will come up. But by Misarula Kasafim, so then there's absolutely no possibility of anything else to do. There's no chashash you're going to be misatzel, and that's why the restrictions of Aninus no longer apply. Badi Shulchan Be'urim, page Kuf, explains a little bit differently within the reason of Kodesh HaMeis. You could ask the same question, if the reason that you're chayiv and Aninus and these restrictions is because of Kodesh HaMeis. So what difference does it make Misarula Kasafim? There's still a chisaron Kavod HaMeis. He suggests, what's the Kavod HaMeis that ever knows that you're supposed to be Osek in Kvura, and you're not doing so, you're doing other things, you're doing other mitzvahs, that's a Gnaila HaMeis. But by Misarula Kasafim, everyone knows that the Kasafim are being Osek in the Tzarchei HaMeis. So maybe there's no chashash of a chisaron Kavod HaMeis. Maybe that's what the Ghost Maimonides means when he quotes the Raviyah, Peridalidosvav. Nisab Kalan, Iholechuim Mace Vesvina Oblagola, Idanim the Nimsak Zafalo. You're going along together with the mace on a plane, you're going on a boat, you're going on a wagon. So is that the same din as Nimsulaka Safim? Meaning, so there you're traveling together, so people don't know that you're not Osig and Tzarchei Meis, even if you have a Chevra Kaddish on board, but you're traveling together, so they think you're still involved. So maybe there's a chisard of Kavod HaMeis. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time, we'll have to discuss, we haven't finished this topic, We'll have to discuss the application of Mesirut L'Kesafim, Hachzaras Panim, as far as the din, where the crew is going to take place far away, and you're not traveling along. And then we'll talk about the Hanhagos of Avelus during the period of Anina. So next time will be Monday, and it's at the beginning of Seder. I'll try to send you some further marmakamas.
So we're going to Eretz Yisrael? It will be the next?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.